Well, now the Germans are dive bombing a convoy out in sea. There are 7 German dive bombers. Junkers 87. Is everyone going down on his target now? No, he missed the ship. He hasn't hit a single ship. There are about 10 ships in the convoy. But he hasn't hit a single one. And there you can hear the aircraft going at them now. So 6. So about 10 German machines dive bombing the British convoy, which is just out to sea in the channel. I can't see anything. We thought he got a German one as we got then, but now the British fighters are coming up. And here they come. They come in absolute steep dive. You can see their bombs actually leave the machines and come into the water. You can hear our own guns going like anything now. I'm looking around now. I can hear machine gun fire, but I can't see our ship fires. There must be somewhere there. Oh, here's one coming down now. There's one coming down in flames. Somebody's hit a German, and he's coming down with a long streak. He's coming down completely out of control, a long streak of smoke. He's a man bailed out by parachute. The pilot's bailed out by parachute. He's a Junkers 87, and he's going flat into the sea, and there he goes. Smash! Terrific pummel of water, and there was a Junkers 87. There's only one man got out by parachute, so presumably there was only a crew of one in it. Now then, oh, there's a terrific mix-up now over the channel. It's impossible to tell which are our machines and which are the Germans. There's one definitely down in this battle, and there's a fight going on. There's a fight going on. You can hear the little rattles of machine gun bullets. That was a bomb, as you may imagine. Here comes, there's one Spitfire. There's a little burst. There's another bomb dropping. Yes, it dropped. Oh, it missed the convoy. No, they haven't hit the convoy in all this. The sky is absolutely patterned now with bursts of anti-aircraft fire, and the sea is covered with smoke where the bombs have burst. But as far as I can see, there's not one single ship hit. And there is definitely one German machine down. And I'm looking across the sea now, I can see the little white dot of parachute as the German pilot is floating down towards the spot where his machine crashed with such a big fountain of water about 2 minutes ago. Well, now, everything is peaceful again for the moment. The Germans, who came over in about 20 dive bombers, delivered their attack on the convoy, and I think they've made off as quickly as they came. Oh yes, I can see 10 Germans herring back towards France now for all they can go, and here are our Spitfires coming after them. There's going to be a big fight, I think, out there, but it will be too far away for us to see. Of course, there are lots more German machines up there. Can you see, Phil? Yes, there are 7 on top layer. 1, 2, 3, there's two layers of German machines. They were all, I think, I couldn't swear to it, but they were all, I think, Junkers 87. Where's some more parachuters? No, I think they're seagulls. Yes. You can hear the anti-aircraft battery still going. Well, that was a really hot little engagement while it lasted. No damage done except to the Germans, who lost one machine, and the German pilot is still on the end of his parachute, so appreciably nearer the sea than he was. I can see no boat going up to pick him up. So he'll probably have a long swim ashore. But that was a very unsuccessful attack on the convoy, I must say. So there's another fight going on way up now, 25,000, even 30,000 feet above our heads, and we can't see a thing of it. The anti-aircraft guns have just put up 6 bursts, but I can't see the aeroplanes. There we go again. What? Well, yes, oh, we just hit a Messerschmitt. Oh, that was beautiful. He's coming right down now. I think definitely that first got him. Down, yes, he's come down. You hear those cries. He's finished. Oh, he's coming down like a rocket now. Absolute steep dive. Let us move around first and watch him a bit more. Here he comes. Down in a steep dive. A Messerschmitt looking for the parachute. And he's looking for the... No, pilot's not getting out of that one. He's falling down. What? There are two more Messerschmitts up there. I think they're all right. No, that man is finished. I think he's come down from about 20,000 feet to about 2,000 feet. And he's going straight down. He's not stopping. I think that's another German machine that's definitely put pain to him. Here. We don't think we'd like to see him crash because he's going to the top of a bank of clouds. He's smoking now, I can see smoke. And although we can't count him a definite victory because I can't see him crash, he's gone down by himself, certainly out of control. Now we're looking up to the anti-aircraft gun. There's
I think he's pulled out,
isn't he? And there's a... You can't watch these sites very coherently for long. You just see about four twirling machines, and you hear a little burst of machine gun, and the time you pick up the machines, they've gone. There are one, two, three, oh, whoops, there's a gunfight going up there. There are four, five, six machines wheeling and turning around. Now, how could the machine guns going? One, two, three, four, five, six. Now, there's something coming right down on the tail of another. They're being chased home, and how they're being chased home. There are three Spitfires chasing three Messerschmitts now.
Oh, no.
Oh, look how they're going. And look how the Oh, it is really grand. And look, a Spitfire just behind the first two. He'll get them. Oh, yes. Oh, boy, I've never seen anything so good as this. The RAF fighters have really got these boys chased. And our machine is catching up the Messerschmitt now. It's catching it up. It's got the legs of it, you know. Now, right in the back. Go on, George. You've got it. No, the distance is a bit deceptive from here. You can't tell. But I think something definitely is going to happen to that first Messerschmitt. Yes? Just a moment. I wouldn't like to be in that first Messerschmitt. I think he's got in, yes? Machine guns are going like anything. No, there's another fight going on. No, they're chasing me. I can't see now, but the odds are certainly on that first Messerschmitt getting it. Yes.
Look, he's dead.
Where? There he goes. Don't look.
Think of
it.
Don't even look.
Where? I can't see him at all.
He's on the left of those black dots. See him?
Oh, yes, I see him. Yes. Has he got him down? I can't see. Yes, he pulled away from him. Yes, I think that first Messerschmitt
has been cracked
on the coast of France, all right.
Well, the recording you just heard is a recording taken from a gramophone record made by the Decca company during the air battle of Britain, and it's entitled Air Battle Over the English Channel, an eyewitness account by Charles Gardner, as broadcast by the BBC on the 14th of July 1940. And as a matter of interest, it's been recorded in Hythe, which is about 10 miles from Hellfire Corner, which is the Straits of Dover. You know, they had all the chief blitz during the war. I hope everybody who hears it will enjoy it as much as I have.